This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 28th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Urex. Visit them at urex.com. A note from John Lothian. The holidays can be difficult for many people in normal years. This pandemic year presents special risks because of the way we are all separated. I encourage you to reach out to your family and friends if you have not yet to check in on them. I also encourage you to continue to be safe, be smart, and continue to do your best to beat this pandemic. The holidays are normally a time when family and friends get together. Last night, the Lothian family, my brothers and their wives and kids and my cousins and more gathered on a Zoom call to hold our annual Lothian Family Christmas. This year, we played a game online and had a lot of fun with it. It was not the normal round robin of gift giving and stealing that we have come to love, but it was still fun. The news about the pandemic is not good in the U.S., as some experts say it will get worse. December was the deadliest month of the COVID-19 pandemic in the U.S., with more than 63,000 deaths so far this month, and the CDC says the total number of deaths has reached 330,901. And just to top it off, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the worst is yet to come. Bitcoin hit new highs again and again and has traded above 28,000. Sam Geyer and Joanne Morrison are the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Sam's donation moved the amount raised over the $20,000 mark by giving $1,000 to the campaign. Geyer is a veteran technology entrepreneur, trader, and exchange executive. In fact, he has served as CEO of NYMEX Europe when that was a thing. He also served as CIO of FINRA. Joanne is a veteran journalist and writer who now works for the University of Maryland. She is a senior director of marketing and public relations at the University of Maryland, Baltimore. She formerly worked for the FIA in their Washington, D.C. offices. Thank you to Sam and Joanne and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you would want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. That was a note from John Lothian. Now a note from Tom Thompson. The FDA has turned its attention to the CBD swamp over the past few weeks. Last week, they warned five companies for selling inhalants, nose sprays, and eyewash that contain the miracle compound because the agency thinks the delivery methods are particularly risky for unproven medications like CBD. The previous week, they fined six different companies for selling CBD products represented as medicines without a demonstration that they would work as claimed. An article by David Benoit of the Wall Street Journal. J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon and his brush with death. You don't have time for an ambulance. The CEO's dangerous rip in his aorta came as the pandemic began to ravage the economy. The two emergencies would test the foundations of America's largest bank. Fear jolted Jamie Dimon awake in the dark morning hours of March 5th. U.S. coronavirus cases numbered only around 100, but markets were flashing warning signs. It was 4 a.m. and the J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. chief executive dialed up his top lieutenant to deliver a message that couldn't wait. The economy is in trouble. A note from Suzanne Cosgrove. Lesson learned. An aortic tear doesn't pay attention to financial crises. From HKEX. HKEX Foundation raises over $100 million for charity in 2020. HKEX's new $20 million charity partnership program will be funding 10 community projects, benefiting 40,000-plus individuals in Hong Kong. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited is pleased to announce that since launching the HKEX Foundation in June 2020, it has raised more than $100 million to support community projects in Hong Kong. The foundation has to date funded a wide range of projects and charities, supporting Hong Kong's most vulnerable and in need. A note from John Lothian, that is over $12 million in U.S. dollars raised, and very nice work. From Yogita Khatri of The Block, DeFi protocol cover exploited. Attackers minted at least 40 quintillion tokens. Decentralized finance protocol cover, which recently merged with Yearn Finance, has just been exploited terribly. One of the attackers was able to mint 40 quintillion cover tokens, worth about 11,826 quintillion at the time of writing, due to a bug in the protocol's small contracts. A comment by John Lothian, is that all the money in the world? By Lane Rogers of Bloomberg, Queen Elizabeth thanks medical staff in Christmas address. Queen Elizabeth II used her annual Christmas message to thank medical staff on the front lines of the battle against COVID-19 and said the pandemic has helped bring communities together despite the need for social distancing. Remarkably, a year that has necessarily kept people apart has in many ways brought us closer, said the British monarch, who has delivered the broadcast every year except one since assuming the throne in 1952. Comment by John Lothian. You don't need to have a crown to be a leader, but sometimes people with crowns are just that. And now Thursday's top three. The leading story on Thursday before the holiday break was from the Washington Post about popular journalists who changed direction. What happened to Maria Bartiromo? Second was news from Peak Six. Peak Six acquires Switzerland-based Hardcastle Trading. And the third most read story was an interesting feature from Financial Times. Retail trading boom spills over into the fine wine market. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a 90-day free trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.